bears, elephants, zebras, whitetail, and more. We're going to learn from a business right here in the Howard City area that does taxidermy and rugging. Northern Pines. We'll be learning more about their story right after this.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Welcome back to the Discover Montcalm podcast. My name's Dwayne. I'm the host and producer, and I've got a local company here from Howard City joining us today. It started back in 1989 as Northern Pines Taxidermy. John, Stephanie, welcome. You're second generation.
Yes.
Second generation. So you guys kind of, obviously, you grew up with this. Let's do a quick little backstory. Tell us a little bit about your childhood before you decided that you guys were going to be forced into working together.
Yeah, I mean, went to Tri-County, graduated from Tri-County, and just been around my dad's business for a long time. And I thought, well, let's start there. And here I still am.
Yeah. Stephanie?
Yeah, same. We grew up working there, helping out after school in the evenings, so that we thought it was fun to help dad. Also, we went to Tri-County together, and then we both went to college. He went to Central, and I went to Ferris, and that was kind of the in-between when summer was out. We would work there and just kind of found that it was a really good fit to be in the family business, even though we both have different I think different ways that our lives had led us, but it led us back to the taxidermy.
Yeah. And Stephanie, aren't you in the healthcare profession?
Yes. Yep. So I work as a nurse tech here and there, and then I have a bachelor in science of healthcare administration too. So okay. That administration portion fits really well with the taxidermy to be able to help in the office and with customers.
So if you get tired of him, you can always fall back on you.
I guess I could. Yeah. That, or it works really well if there's an issue that, you know, comes into play.
I understand. And so, John, what did you go to college for?
I went to college for construction management. And I also had a few jobs in construction after that. And I guess what led me back to where my dad is, I didn't really like the commute, and it was close. I love that.
At what age, I mean, you said that when you were younger, you liked working with your dad. Mm-hmm. At what age did you kind of feel that, you know, what your dad was doing might be a little bigger than, you know, or was it just always there?
We saw a lot of stuff come through the doors. It was always, I guess, amazed at how many bears would just show up. You know, I mean,
and these aren't the ones that come in to be fed.
No, they're not, you know, and they're not just from Michigan or Canada. I mean, we would get stuff shipped in from all over the United States, and it was just always very impressive that people just kept sending their stuff, and we just kept
doing
picking
the work
away at it, and it just kept growing. And, you know, that's
how it is.
It is.
So it started off as, Northern Pines Taxidermy back in 1989.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And off camera, John, you were telling me that you kind of remember when it started into the next business of Northern Pines, which is Northern Pines Wholesale Rugging. Can you go back in your memory banks and kind of share that story again when you realized that Dad was doing more than just taxidermy?
Yeah, I mean, he had I just remember him having a flat table, you know, it was two sheets of 3/4 inch OSB, just had legs under it, just like a flat table you'd see in your garage, and he was stretching a bear rug, and you know you don't really think a whole lot about it. And years later, that turned into a dozen tables that kept just growing. And it's just, I guess that's what I remember.
I remember them being super excited about it. They figured out that this is something that people need, and even mom was, this is fun, this is cool, people need this service.
Well, and when you find that, it's growing your business. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that became Northern Pines Wholesale Rugging, and you do work, it's wholesale, so you're doing work for other taxidermists, and then you also do some work for people that come in and bring their stuff.
Yeah, the local.
So What do you find to be your little quality? This is what John likes to do. Is it the rugging? Is it the taxidermy? Or is it like you're just an all around, I like it all?
Well, right now it's, I float around everywhere. I do a little bit of everything. But what I like to do is mostly work on the bears.
Okay.
Anywhere from life-size mounts to half-life mounts. But every day when I come in, it's just mounting rug shells is kind of my 9-to-5, I guess you'd say.
Sure. Well,
just to keep our production up because everybody relies on that.
Yes. So. And you took over, or you kind of, you've done it all as well, right?
More on the finishing the portion of the rug service. So right. After he puts his portion in, then I learned that side of it. So not the mounting services, but the other finished rug services. Yeah.
And you've done some pretty special, nice looking specialty rugs.
Yeah, that's where my heart is in the business. And I really enjoy that, creating things with their trophies to kind of keep their memories alive.
I've seen some of your work and it's like, I don't think I have that kind of patience.
It's fun, and sometimes it's a little crazy to get it to that end result, but it's awesome.
And you also are kind of the office manager.
Yep.
You're the one to make sure that the whole thing comes in and goes out. And
yes, it's between the two of us. I think we make a really good team from front to back of the whole business, with my portion, his portion, and it kind of just kind of meshes really well together.
So it kind of sounds like the rugging side kind of became the main portion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where taxidermy is a smaller, but yes. I mean, as you said, your mom realized that, whoa, we found a need.
Yes.
Yeah. We found a way that we could do things, and that transition went, okay.
Yeah.
We don't have to do as many mounts, but bears aren't the only thing that you do, right? For rugging. What are some other things that you guys handle?
Anything from African zebras, wildebeest. Even we'll do like a whitetail rug with the head on it. Those are pretty cool. John's done some really cool buffaloes.
Mountain goats, some African, like she said, African animals they want. Head shells put on them, like zebras, they want to see the head. Most of our zebra rugs have flat heads. So you get different asks, and we try to fill that need.
So you customize.
You
do what the customer, as long as you can do it.
Sure.
That's the important part. So you've got the specialty. I know there was a time when your dad was into doing more little knickknack things, but that probably was very time consuming and probably not very profitable with all the time he was putting in.
Yes, and I think a lot of that changed after COVID, honestly. We kind of refined what we do to specialize and really get our niche for the industry.
So NorthernPinesWholesaleRugging.com, NorthernPines.com, I believe, is the
Northern website. Pines Taxidermy?
Thank you. Yeah. Please. I mean, I should know this.
That's okay.
I should know this. But, they can reach out to you. They can... if they have an idea or whatever. You mentioned that you started doing things around the country. So you guys are nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, you have things brought in from all over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there something that's come through the door that you were like, I never thought of doing this? I mean, has anything come across that you kind of scratched your head and say, they want us to do what? Or has it all been pretty general?
No, I think, one of the things that surprises me is the polar bears that we have to redo.
Yes.
Or that we get to redo. That's a pretty good opportunity to have. Just some of them are like 1940s.
Yeah, we had one in a couple months ago that was very old, and they had the date on there from when we presume they first worked on it.
Okay.
And it was very old, and it was more of a restoration job to make this rug back to a rug. And that's something we're seeing right now, too, with these older critters. But, we had a tiger one time that was a restoration rug, too. And, it's always interesting, the things. I think we had a camel one time.
Yeah, camel and alpaca rugs. Yeah. We fixed a lot of those.
Yep. We occasionally get the calls about the pets, but we don't do the pets.
I could see where... I mean, there is people out there There are people out there.
Yes.
That wouldn't be me, but that's okay. Yeah. That's not,
right.
You know, but you know, that's a good question. At least they're looking in the right place.
Yes.
Sure.
You know, and I'm sure there's probably people out there that will.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, they do.
You've both grown up here. You've been working here. Mm-hmm. At what year, because we were talking about this as well, it started in a garage type behind your house. At what point did it kind of come up that your dad goes, I don't have enough space? You know, what year did you make the transition to the current location? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was like 2010 or so. I would say so, that was when we first started talking about it.
Okay.
And then, you know, it, of course, like any building or expansion project takes time. Mm-hmm. And 2012 is when we officially had the building, I guess, finished, finalized.
Okay. And what's the address of the current location?
Yeah, it's 19143 West Howard City, Edmore Road, or M46 says the common name for it in Howard City.
And it's just, you're what, less than a quarter mile off the intersection of old 131 and 46?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and you're on the south end.
Yeah, big old building. Can't miss it.
You know, you're right across Kitty Corner from the Skate Estate and the meat.
Jerky and More.
Jerky and More. Yeah. And then so easy to find.
Yeah.
Easy to find. On average, most of your work is been brought to you through shipments, right?
Yes.
What percentage are coming in, you know, from a shipment as opposed to people that bring stuff into you?
Quite a bit of it, I would say, comes in through shipment. But we do have our, you know, Michigan-based taxidermists that will drive it up if they have the time, if they're going to the tannery or things like that. But I would say probably 90% of it's shipped in.
Okay.
And then that other 10% is the walk-in customers and things like that. Or it gets shipped over from the tannery even yet, too. But a lot of the shipping service is what we specialize in for people.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same with the taxidermy side? Or the taxidermy?
That's the complete opposite. You know, it's all walk-in for taxidermy.
Okay. I would assume that.
Yeah.
You know, but assuming gets me in so much trouble.
Yeah.
You know, so you've kind of got both sides. You started off, you know, obviously your mom and dad, which, you know, it's Steve and Donna. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been referring to them as mom and dad through this whole time. But, you know, Steve's the one that actually got the whole thing started. And, you know, you're now, you know, to kind of that second generation. What do you think the future is kind of, you know, if you could have a crystal ball, is there same old thing that you're doing? Or do you see that you're bringing on new products? Or what does the future look like? Or is it just keep the ship going?
I think it's keep the ship going. I mean, there's always, I guess, a lot of the taxidermists I've found when I talk to them at shows, they don't like to run a sewing machine particularly.
Right. So that's where the rugging.
That's kind of where we are. Our need is for them.
Okay.
And I think that I don't see that changing.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
and that's good. I mean, we're glad to be here and help them out. And I think I would like to see it just continue to grow with rugging and.
Yeah, because currently you're employing how many people?
It ranges. I think right now it's about 20, but sometimes it fluxes up to 25, depending on the time of year and the need, the volume we have in, and what specialties we have going on at the time.
And I know when you moved into the building, I remember when you moved in, it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now you walk in. Are you at a point where you might have to expand some more, or are you okay with where you're at?
Well, we need to, but
whether you
we're making it work.
Yeah. Well,
because I mean, at the time that it was built, I mean, my goodness,
it
where you were and
humongous.
You know, but it, I guess that's not a bad problem.
No,
that's not a bad problem to have if you're still able to put product out the door.
Yes.
Yeah.
We definitely have found a way to work in our tight quarters and still be productive while we keep keep growing and learning new things yet.
Yeah, efficiency. Yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah, because one thing that you can't control is how many's coming through the door.
No.
Because that's a daily.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, and again, probably somewhat seasonal in some cases. Let's go back in your memory banks. I'm going to ask you each this question. What's the funniest story that you can remember happening, you know, whether you were young or recent? You know, is there just a funny memory that you remember from growing up in the family business?
Ooh. That's a tough one.
I know.
Yeah, it is tough.
You know, I'm sure there's, you know, but is there something that kind of sticks out that you're like, oh, okay, yeah.
Huh. I don't know. There's been some funny incidents where it's, you know, brought some ouches to the situation of that. Like, but I remember as a kid just doing little silly things that were more of a nuisance to my dad. And, well, why are you doing that? Why are you sitting on that tote of this and falling into it, or standing on something that you're not supposed to and falling into, you know, totes with storage do not make good for step stools. I remember those type of things.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think there's a magic answer to this, but no. I just was kind of wondering if, you know, is there anything, John, that you kind of look back on and that was funny?
You know, I don't know. We had a few with employees, but we don't need to discuss that. Well,
certain things are best, you know, off camera.
But
or,
I'm sure they would think it's funny, but I will just keep it under wraps. Do have fun at our place,
yeah,
I'll tell you that.
We do.
Both of you have kind of grown up in Montcalm County. As we wrap this up, why should someone discover Montcalm County in your view? And I know that you don't live in the county now, but you know, you've kind of grown up here. What is it about Montcalm County that's kind of unique that, you know, brings back or you think of, wow, this is kind of cool?
I think Montcalm County is a very family-oriented county, just like our business is. We're a family-oriented business, and I think, you know, we all come together and do what we need to do to help each other out, and whether it be for jobs. I mean, we're always looking for people to, you know, employ, and just like just the county itself, it's just a warm, friendly county, and I think that's kind of encompasses who we are, too, as Northern Pines.
Okay.
Think.
John, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would just think I would say that the willingness that everyone has to help each other out, you know, business to business.
Yeah, right. That's great.
You know, it small town, small town, and there's some pretty cool things happening around this county, as if, you know, around the whole state. But it's kind of neat when you start peeling away the onion a little bit that there's some pretty cool things happening.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's some made in Montcalm County businesses that are shipping out everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, that's kind of a unique thing. So as I wrap this up, is there anything that you'd like to talk about your business that I haven't asked you? You know, is there something that you'd like to bring to light here before we wrap up this thing?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a you know, because sometimes, you know, I know I ask you to come in here and, you know, you had to blindfold John and get him here.
Yeah.
I understand that. You know, it's like, okay, you know, wait till the last minute to tell you when to show up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know that there's things about your business that, you know, mean a lot to you.
Yeah.
And because it's family, and you've grown up in it, I just want to make sure that I give the opportunity that if there's something we haven't touched on, you know, let's do it now.
Sure.
I think, you know, Northern Pines is a great, like you said, a great family business, and we are really lucky to have who we have working for us and helping get those bears and other items out to, you know, our clients, and being able to nationwide get things out is a really cool niche for Howard City.
Sure.
And I think we're fortunate to have grown up with working parents that have instilled good work ethic and good, you know, just work quality for their business. Yeah.
I always say that sometimes I want to slap my dad for teaching me responsibility.
Yeah.
Doggone, it'd be so much more fun if I didn't.
Sure.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I say that with love and, yeah. and respect,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, but it's one of those things that doggone it, but you know, because you know, but thank you both for coming in, talking about Northern Pines Wholesale Rugging and the taxidermy side and, you know, kind of that, you know, family run business. And your kids are young enough now that you don't know if any of them are going to become a third generation
right.
yet. So we'll have, you know, the story will be coming on,
yes.
on that one. We got a little time, right?
Yeah,
right. We do
yeah.
have
just
a little time. A little time. We don't have to rush that growing up process right. any further than it needs
no.
to go. So thank you for stopping in. Thank you for tuning in to the Discover Mott-Com podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as going to discovermottcompodcast.com. You can check out all the episodes. At the time of this recording, I think there's 144 of them, and they just keep growing and growing and growing. There's a lot going on in this county. If you've got a business organization or you've just grown up here, reach out to me, 231-250-9624. And on that note, remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Mott-Com podcast wants to thank West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, WGLM 106.3 FM, DW Video, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support. Follow the Discover Mott-Com podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Catch every episode at discovermottcompodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, and iHeart. Want to be a guest on the podcast and share your story? Contact Dwayne at 231-250-9624. That's 231-250-9624. Thank you for supporting the Discover Mott-Com podcast.